look, we know football is brilliant when you're playing well and winning, and we know the real test of teams is when you're playing poorly, and I think that was our test today. We didn't play well in the first half, and we know that. We played better in the second half, but the most important thing, the only thing that actually counts, is getting over the line. I thought, just immensely proud of the character the boys showed in that second half to keep going and to get over that line. So it's an immense privilege. We know we come, and there's been good teams before us in Errigal, but it's been 22 years since our club has been in an Ulster Club final, and to come from the preliminary round, to come through the Throne Championship and to get to an Ulster Club final, that's a huge thing for the boys to take. But as I said to them up there, there's no point going through that amount of work and then being happy with runners-up medals, and we know the challenge that's ahead of us. The send-off was a huge turning point, obviously, give us a bit of a foothold in the game. The kicks, the points before half time were critical too, just to give us something, because it certainly was a bad position to be in with the way the wind was, with the way the pitch was playing. There was very much a score and end, and we knew that. But again, we had to settle down, and I thought eventually we started taking care of possession a wee bit better, which was critical. We had just way too many turnovers in the first half, and they were very, very good and good value for it. But it was a day for Clannairn that nothing went for them, really, and we have to be realistic about that. Defence was excellent, as they have been so many times this year, and they were under pressure. Now, we sailed it close to the wind. There was a couple, at least one cleared off the wind, absolutely. So, again, there's no point varnishing this win. There's nothing really there to varnish, but the only thing was you're in the final, so we can go and try and sort it out. I know he was superb today, and all credit to him, because there's been times this season where it has been tough, and he has shown huge character. We've had a team where on various days we've had various people standing up and taking critical scores when maybe Rory and Dara weren't as prominent, but I thought the two of them were absolutely superb today. Quite a few frees, I'd say, from Rory would have been on Dara. He took a hell of a lot of punishment today, but huge leadership, and that's what he gives us. But we've got a whole team there, and the next day out it'll probably need to be somebody else. Yeah, I think in terms of the adversity that it gave us and the adversity we had to face up to, I think it's massive for us. But all it is a semi-final win. I think Kilcoo showed last night the level we have to get to. That's a brilliant challenge, as I said to somebody earlier today when they were saying about the Kilcoo. I says, yeah, they are a hell of a problem, but wouldn't it be a bit great problem to have to face? Because at that stage, between us and Clannairn, that was obviously the side of the draw where two of us were going for something that was going to be huge for our clubs. We've managed to get over the line, and it's brilliant to have 2 weeks to try and prepare for a team like Kilcoo.